This is a message for the last angry man. It's been a difficult last week in this country. I don't know what to say, sometimes I'm speechless. So I threw it all together and hope that it sticks somewhere, that it makes a point at the end or somewhere in the middle. I hope it works for you all. I mean what I say, and I care about this nation. I care about my listeners and the people out there who need to hear the truth. This podcast tells the truth.
Do you have any hobbies?
A question for Mr. Karl Rove.
Like to go home, get a drink, generally of a non-alcoholic nature since I don't drink, and...
This is The Last Angry Man.
Then tear the tops off of small animals.
Tear the tops off small animals.
A progressive political podcast.
And do you fish or any other things? Snowmobiling? Downhill skiing? No, just ripping the tops off small animals.
Involving the question of whether or not a U.S. attorney should or should not be asked to resign. My primary focus...
This is the Attorney General speaking.
...was ensuring that the White House was kept advised of what we were doing.
How could the Attorney General keep the President appraised when he didn't know what was going on himself?
Mr. President, listen to the podcast, I, and say you're sorry to the American people. They deserve an apology before we start.
I apologize.
Bravo, 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 Mr. President. Thank you for the apology. I can see it was really heartfelt.
Do you believe that an injured troop should be funded? An injured troop should be funded?
When we've got a troop in harm's way, we expect that troop to be fully funded. And we got commanders making tough decisions on the ground. We expect there to be no strings on our commanders. And that we expect the Congress to be wise about how they spend the people's money.
So troop in harm way is what you truly want to be funded
with no string attached to any of your commander.
The angry man hates to call people names, but I gotta say this. You sound so uneducated. You cannot possibly be as uneducated, unable to put together a sentence as you seem to be.
We've got a troop in harm way.
Funding a troop?
We expect that troop to be fully funded.
String our commander?
We expect there to be no strings on our commanders.
I honestly feel that if you are someone who talks like that, you should resign the office immediately. If you're playing a game with us, I don't understand why you're playing this game with us. But any two-year-old can put together a sentence better than that. And you apparently
have been unable to for a good many years right now.
What is that about?
And I guess I'm the only one who wants to talk about it. You can't make a sentence, sir.
You frequently come to Walter Reed, sir, for your physical every year, and the Vice President's here almost on a daily basis, and in fact, I think this might be his real undisclosed location. Mr. President, now that you've been here to Walter Reed, what did you think of Building 18 now that you visited 6 weeks since the scandal broke here?
I met some of the soldiers who had been housed in Building 18.
Wait. Did you actually go to Building 18, Mr. President? Did you actually see the building?
I was disturbed by their accounts of what went wrong.
Well, sir, I like you do not want to see disturbing images myself, therefore I probably wouldn't start a war preemptively, and if I had, one of my soldiers came home, I'd probably get off the couch for an hour and go over to Walter Reed to see what that scandal was all about.
Surely you could have gone a few minutes out of your way to Walter Reed in the last 6 weeks, but no.
The week got only more bizarre as it continued.
If you're still one of the folks who believe President Bush is not lacking in morals, well, listen to this next story. Turns out that the Pentagon, which investigated the death of Pat Tillman, an Army Ranger and a hero who died in Afghanistan, was killed in combat, actually killed by friendly fire. It helped the fact that Tillman had died from friendly fire, not from enemy fire, for over 30 days. Only problem was the President and generals knew about it 2 days after it happened, yet still kept it from the family.
What truly makes this story immoral and sickening is that the President went out 2 days later and spoke to the country about Tillman. Using him as a hero. Using him, basically. Using an American, a hero. He was indeed, but using him for his own propaganda purposes, and not telling the family of the country the real way he died. That, to me, is the most immoral thing, and as corrupt as anyone can be. Shame on you.
and you say you'll veto a bill that gives your troops the money, but just has a timetable when they can come home. It seems like it's getting harder and harder for you, Mr. President, and your entire administration to keep your story straight because none of them make sense anymore. Here's Mrs. Tillman. What a shame.
I mean, it's very important to keep in mind that this was not simply to dupe our family and to assuage our family. This was an attempt to dupe the public and to promote this war and to get recruitments up. And that is immoral, and it's a travesty that this young man, who did not, by the way, believe in the war in Iraq, was the right thing to do. I mean, that was just a horrible thing to do to his legacy.
6 weeks to get to Walter Reed, Mr. President. Not enough funding for the proper armor for our troops, Mr. President. Disgusting conditions for our troops and vets when they get home, Mr. President. Not enough troops to win the war in Afghanistan. Not enough troops to win the war in Iraq. You lost two wars now, Mr. President, and you've lost over 3,000 American lives, hundreds of thousands of civilians, and both wars in Iraq and Afghanistan have not been won yet. And the war on terrorism at home is apparently not very successful now, is it, sir? So where is your success? That I'd like to know. Most disastrous presidency in the history of our country, some have said, I have to agree. What is your domestic policy? What is your stand on domestic issues? Do you even think of the people at home, sir? Are you even aware there are people living in this country? Remember New Orleans, Mr. President. We all appreciate a man who stands by his people. But standing by a liar like Gonzalez, and we all know he lied, it's been testified now to Congress, we know he didn't tell the truth, you should fire someone like that. You've yet to fire anyone for the mistakes made on 9-1-1, Mr. President. Not one person lost their jobs after that. One of the worst examples of how American intelligence failed in the history of this country, sir. And while we're at it, Mr. President, you came down to New York after the 9-1-1 event. You said you were going to rebuild these two buildings. It took 1 year to build the Empire State Building, Mr. President. Where are those two buildings that you promised to be rebuilt? Another promise unfulfilled.
Thank you. Thank you for nothing. It's called leadership, Mr. President.
Yet to see that from you, except for the one day you held a bullhorn up and made people feel just a little better after the buildings fell down in New York City.
No one lost their job over Katrina, and those folks down in New Orleans have never gotten the adequate attention they deserve, especially as American citizens. The people of Iraq get more attention than they do. The people of the Middle East get more attention than the people of New Orleans. American citizens who deserve the city to be rebuilt.
No one lost their job over this disastrous war in Iraq. Not one general was fired, Mr. President. And not one person was fired for the disastrous war in Afghanistan so far.
Charlie Rangel.
Politically, we have to give him money, but we will constantly remind him that no president in these great United States can continue a war that the people do not support. It's not going to happen. And so as long as he sends back bills, we got to send him back bills.
And the people of this country will continue to be reminded by the podcasters of this country and by the last angry man, that, Mr. President, your policies are wrong and flawed, and you don't even take responsibility, and you lie and deceive, and you are, my friend, immoral. This is the last angry man for the podcast Capital World saying, till next time.
Mr. President, who's your only friend left in the United States?
Hey, I get along with my mother.
Tear the tops off small animals.
Hey, bro. Hey, hey, hey.